Well, I suppose, Oisín, it's a very positive step forward, first of this, that the county executive have taken, and it wasn't done lightly. We've been looking at our overall coaching strategy in the county over the last number of years, and part of that has, and every club will be aware of it at this stage, you know, in their own design and their own structures, is that strength and conditioning has become a new item that you have to be very much up to speed with, sports science related training. And we've dabbled with part-time guys who are committed to the roles that they were engaged with over the last number of years, but we found it more difficult to contain part-timers in the full-time, in kind of a full-time role. So it has evolved really through discussions with team managers, with players, with coaches, and indeed with the county executive. And the decision was reached a couple of weeks ago that we would go down this pathway, and we were advertising today.
What's the role of this coach going to be under Donegal GAA? What processes will they be overseeing?
Well, he'll be overseeing all the metrics related to the athletic development, and that will contain the development of all players within the county. He will be the main point. Will certainly be working with the senior players, but the development players at under 20, and then down to minor, and working in relation to the programs that are set out with the academy will also be part of his agenda. And indeed, it's well displayed in the job spec that's been released today, the responsibilities and the roles that he's going to be managing. And it's a very challenging role. It's an exciting role, certainly for a person to work with the Donegal senior team. And there has already been phone calls since lunchtime, since this job has been released this morning, this news was released this morning. So it's all down to a continuity of development, really, within our underage structure. Design, working to programs that's designed with our current games development manager, Aaron Kyles, and with those that are working with Carol Lacey and the academy, right through to us marrying up a stronger relationship with everybody that's working right through the system, and that we're all singing off the one hymn sheet, and we've got to do that. You can bring in four different strength and conditioning coaches, and they can all work with their own ideas, but that might be four different pathways. So we want everybody on the same pathway. We've come up against some challenges over the last number of years that has been identified by everybody, that there are areas of our game that we're not physically strong enough in, and we have to look at that. We have to look at why do we get a certain amount of injuries, the type of injuries we're receiving. Is there strength and conditioning programs that we should be doing that would prevent injuries, that could cut back on a lot of medical bills that we're spending out? So there's a lot of items on, you know, that has resulted in this advertisement being released today.
Where are Donegal at in relation to the specific type of coaching, Mick? Is Donegal leading the way in Ulster, or are they playing catch-up compared to the rest of the country and the province?
Well, I don't think we're far away from leading the way. I mean, there are other counties that are working every bit as hard as us, and I'd say we're all equal. There's two or three counties very strong on it, and I would think that we're thereabouts. There was areas that we would have liked to have visited within our structure that we weren't in a position to do. We're now going to be in that position. We've identified that to try to do something on a voluntary basis or on a part-time basis isn't good enough. So we've been brave enough to take the step, I think, to move forward that it's going to be a full-time role. We should certainly suss out that. We've been speaking to the Ulster Council Games Development Manager and also the Croke Park coaching and games development managers in the last couple of weeks on the areas that might be open to us to assist us in making the decision that we're going at. And we've also got a consultant, strength and conditioning man, that's looking after all our coaching structures in the county at the moment, which we engaged with last year. And this has been an ongoing topic, I suppose, for the last 18 months, 2 years. And We were certainly not afraid to take the step. Some might think that it's a brave step. Some might think that it's not needed. But I think the majority of people out there will agree that it is needed.
Yeah. Obviously, Donegal, I've got an extra wage now to look after, Mick, but there's a number of different processes involved in this. If this works right, it's going to reduce the medical bill. You hope that it will reduce the medical bill. But in the coming years, what does the Donegal GAA and the executive hope that the result of this move will be?
Well, I think that when we're developing, when you go out looking for raw talent, you go out and you can find the raw talent, and then there's areas of development and coaching and cohorting, working with players that you try to do. You've also got to look at our coaches. Are our coaches all working off the same hymn sheet? Are our structures the same? So we've got to bring in the experts to tell us that. And occasionally in the past, we've brought in people to monitor situations, to conduct workshops, to conduct even training sessions. And off they go after a period of time, and then you're back to maybe bringing in somebody 6 months later to do it all over again, maybe in a different vein. So I don't think that that's producing the end result correctly. So, and we have discussed it at length. This is the step forward, I think, to bring in a proper professional person to do it. And that's the area that the road we've decided to go down.
Finally then, Mick, is there any further areas that the Donegal GAA are hoping to expand on now in the coming months? Will there be further developments down the line?
I think that when we get this person in place, we will certainly sit at the table with them and listen to what they have to say. We'll take guidelines from them. We're going to take guidelines from our games development manager and our coaching staff in general. We'll look at the areas where we can improve. We must always try to be the best, bring ourselves to the best of being the best. And I think that we're not afraid to do that. We have to take on the challenges that lie in front of us and be prepared for Ulster Championship at all levels when we go into it. And we shouldn't leave any stone unturned. There is great support out there, and there's a lot of people have come forward to say that they're going to support these moves. And we're trying to gel all that together as well. And I'm confident of the pathway we're taking. And if you're not confident in what you're doing, you shouldn't be doing it. So I do believe that this is a step in the right direction. And it's one that I welcome, and I know that the rest of the executive that has discussed this in the last few weeks are totally 100% behind us. And so it's I'm positive in the feeling that I've got this morning, you know, when this announcement is made. And I'll even be more positive when we get the person appointed in the next month.